America's Best Value in Concord.
Hey, is this Vimal?
Yes.
Hey, sorry about that. The call kind of dropped on my end. We've been having some phone issues.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you said you were looking for, was it about 20,000?
20,000, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Unsecured 3-year loan.
Okay, so yeah, so for our working capital programs, that's the unsecured. Typically, those terms will be 3 months up to 3 years. 3 years is the maximum.
Okay.
So a couple questions for you to kind of figure out exactly where you'll fall in here. What do you guys do for your top line revenue every year? Like, so gross annual sales.
It's around about 350.
Okay.
350,000.
Sure. All right. And you said you are the 100% owner.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Good.
Okay. All right, and now have you done any working capital loans before?
Not with you guys.
But you've done an unsecured loan before?
With somebody else, but which has already been paid off. Or I think, there's some unsecured loans.
Okay. At least you have some experience with it. Basically, how these programs work, they're typically shorter-term loans, so that's why it's the 3 months to the 3 years. Now, the cash, it is unsecured, so there's no collateral or anything taken. But by the nature of that, they are a little more expensive than your traditional secured loan, right?
Okay.
So for ours, we're going to give you a couple different options as far as the payback goes. So what I do, the process, the way it goes is we'll approve you for the largest amount and the longest term possible. From there, we'll give you a couple different options for payback options that match up with the different terms, and you can select the one that kind of, you know, fits your model the best. So the payback rate will vary depending on the term. We typically start, I know you want to know kind of, you know, what kind of rate you're looking at.
Yeah.
We typically start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go from there, but it will depend on a few different factors. So, like, how long have you guys been in business?
Over 25 years.
Oh, okay. That'll help you out a lot. All right. And what the personal credit is good. Okay. And when was the last time you did an unsecured loan?
About 2 years ago, which we refinanced our TVs, but those they're secured by the TVs, you know, which it's paid off probably within a year.
Okay. All right. And you said that the funds are probably it's mainly going to pay back your out of pocket costs for
pocket costs, which I've already paid for all that stuff, you know.
Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of, you know, how soon you wanted to bring the funds on?
Well, I mean, actually, I've been dealing with one or two, like my local bank, and I saw this that had come in the mail a couple of days ago, and I said, let me see what you guys offer compared to what the bank is offering me, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
And I mean, if it's something that there's a difference in my monthly payments, then, you know, I'll just... It just depends which way to go, you know, whichever is a better deal for me.
Sure. Okay. All right. So a couple questions to get into a little more detail so I can give you kind of an idea of what to expect here. Now, on the these programs, they're tied directly to the bank account. So what we do is we take a look at the most recent 6 months of your bank statements to analyze the cash flow of the business.
Okay.
So on those bank statements, what do your monthly ending balances look like? Do you have a cushion? Does it get close to zero?
No, it's got a cushion.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the term goes for kind of like a payback option, like I said, we're going to qualify you for the longest term possible. And the programs, they go up to 3 years. But to be completely honest with you, I know you're looking for a 3-year term. The 3-year term is pretty difficult to qualify for the first time around. Typically, for first-time borrowers, for first-time customers for us, I see 2 years as being usually the top end of that. To get the 3 years, you need to have, you have an established time in business, so that's going to help you, but you're also going to need a really high credit score. in addition to a few other kind of more detailed things that the underwriters will go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to let you know, 3 years, it is an option, but it's difficult to get qualified for. I think 2 years is probably more realistic of what we would be able to do for you. Now, with that, on the 2 years, if you were mm-hmm. going to do 20,000, you'd probably be looking at, let me see. I mean, like I said, we started about 10 cents on the dollar and we go from there. So you'd be looking at maybe, give me a second. I'm just going to do some quick math and maybe throw something out there for you. Okay, so you'd probably be looking at something close to about $1,000 a month on that. That's with the interest built in there. Now, also with these programs, we do have discounts available for early payments, so your interest will be discounted if you pay early. Also, there are renewal options. Once you get midway into the term and you show that you can make your payments on time, you establish a good working relationship. We then open you up to renewal options where additional financing is available with longer terms and lower rates. At that point, the interest on your first loan would be forgiven if you went and did a second one at that time.
Uh-huh.
So there's some advantages to that. If that's something that's, if there's like...
Yeah, no, this is, a little bit, because, I mean, the bank, I mean, it's just, I was just checking to see if I can, if you guys are cheaper than going to the local bank, you know?
Sure. And what type of programs are they trying to offer you? Are they offering unsecured?
Well, I mean, they just give me a unsecured loan, $20,000, because I've been with the bank for the last 20 years.
Oh, sure.
And so, I mean, hey, they told me that I will give you the money, just sign the dotted line, and it's at 7.5%. I thought I could beat some, because, right now prime is what, like at 3% or something like that?
Sure.
I just thought maybe I could get something like maybe more like a 5.5 compared to the 7.
Yeah. Now, typically, to give you some honest feedback, to get percentages down in that range, you're usually going to have to secure it with something. So if you're getting offered, 7.5% for an unsecured loan, usually that's a pretty good rate for an unsecured loan if you're able to get it.
I was just checking to see if there was something that's better out there than what my bank is giving.
Yeah.
And that's why I called you guys. See, sometimes, there might be certain companies out there that that are in the leasing way. They take all the... It's not on our books, it's on their books. You pay them every month. When it gets paid off, they just issue that it's paid off, and it doesn't reflect on our books at all.
Correct. Yeah,
and that's what I was.
Now for these loans, they would be business loans, so they would go on the business credit. It would not go on your personal credit, so it's not going to affect your personal debt ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one advantage to them. Also, if you're trying to compare and contrast to what you have from your local bank, a lot of the times the amount that we're able to get you is a whole lot higher than what a traditional bank will, just because ours is primarily based on sales, so your top line revenue, not with what you're left over with.
Yeah.
So that's one advantage that we have, is that we can usually get you more cash. That might not necessarily make sense in your situation if you are looking just for the 20, to be honest with you.
I'm just looking, just to recover so I can get my money back from the business, which I primarily own. But, it's just like when you're doing something, you're just writing a check, paying for it, and then at the end of the month, I'd rather get my money back from, and then let the hotel pay for itself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as ours go, I think we would be coming back a little higher than that 7.5%. That's just an honest assessment there. We're probably going to be around 10, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
our advantages are we can do it a whole lot quicker. I'm not sure what their time frame is. We can have these in your account by the end of the week this week.
Yeah, it's like, as I say, all I have to do is go there and just sign on the line and...
Yeah.
They've deposited in the account.
That's a good thing to have. That's a good thing to have. Not everybody has that situation.
But, I will definitely keep you guys in mind maybe down the road if we do need something. As I say, I was just looking to see if I can get a better rate somewhere. But
Absolutely. And I would also kind of I would offer you some advice to not shop it around too much, because everywhere that you apply, they're going to pull your credit, and that's mm-hmm. going it's going to result credit, in
yeah, pulled up. Yeah. yeah,
exactly that. Exactly that. So what I would kind of recommend to you is see if that offer is there from your bank. It's a good offer to take, but keep us in mind if something else does come up where you need maybe a little more cash
sure.
or something on a short term. Like we can do it very quickly, and I can give you my direct line too, because you can always just give me a call, and I'm happy to give you honest answers, kind of like what
okay.
I did right
now. All right, yeah, let me take your direct number. That way I'll keep it on file.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Sam, and then my direct line is 858-779-0425.
Okay.
Yeah, and that you'll get me directly.
You guys are based out of California, or?
Yes, we are in San Diego.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll definitely keep you guys in mind, if some down the road, if a need arises and I need additional funds.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll give you guys a call.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to help you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot, Fimo.
You're welcome. All right, bye.